Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello, and welcome back to Philosophy for Beginners. Today we step into the Renaissance, an age when Europe was rediscovering its classical heritage and reimagining the role of reason, faith, and humanity. Our guide is Desiderius Erasmus of Rotterdam, priest, scholar, satirist, and the so-called Prince of Humanists. Erasmus believed that learning and virtue, not superstition and dogma, should guide Christian life. Through his biting satire, The Praise of Folly, and his many scholarly works, he became a voice of reform, tolerance, and simple piety in a time of corruption and upheaval. Let us walk with Erasmus through the printing presses and turbulent debates of the early 16th century, and hear his moral plea for a gentler, wiser Christianity.
Erasmus was born around 1466 in Rotterdam, the illegitimate son of a priest. Orphaned young, he entered a monastery as a teenager, where he received a strong education in Latin and classical learning. But Erasmus was restless. He disliked monastic rigidity and longed for the wider world of scholarship. With support from patrons, he began a life of wandering across Europe, teaching, studying, and writing in Paris, England, Italy, and Basel. Unlike many thinkers rooted in one university, Erasmus lived as a perpetual traveler, sustained by his pen and his wit. His encounters shaped him. In England, he befriended Thomas More, whose friendship inspired some of his greatest works. In Italy, he saw the Renaissance passion for ancient texts. And in Basel, he found printers who would spread his writings across Europe. Erasmus became one of the first true European intellectuals. His books and letters circulated everywhere, making him a household name long before the age of mass media. At the core of Erasmus's thought was what he called the philosophy of Christ. By this, he did not mean a system of doctrines, but a simple way of living patterned after Jesus himself: humility, charity, inner devotion. He argued that Christianity should be about the heart rather than endless rituals or theological hair splitting. For Erasmus, Scripture and the moral teachings of Christ were the essence. All else was secondary. In pursuit of this vision, Erasmus published a groundbreaking edition of the New Testament in Greek in 1516, correcting errors in the Latin Vulgate and urging scholars to return ad fontes, to the sources. This was both a scholarly and a moral act. He wanted Christians to read the words of Christ more directly, to inspire genuine piety. He wrote manuals for children, guides for rulers, and essays on education, always with the same moral lesson: cultivate virtue, love truth, live simply. Yet Erasmus was also a sharp satirist. His most famous book, In Praise of Folly, 1509, written while staying with Thomas More, is a comic speech delivered by Dame Folly herself. With irony and wit, Erasmus skewered the pretensions of his age: vain scholars, corrupt priests, greedy bishops, even popes obsessed with wealth and power. Folly laughs at them all, exposing how far the church had strayed from Christ's humility. But Erasmus's satire was gentle, not destructive. He did not call for rebellion, but for reform. He believed that laughter could shame people into virtue, that irony could teach better than anger. His moral lesson was moderation. Cleanse corruption, but do not abandon the church. Pursue learning, but do not become arrogant. Enjoy life, but do not lose sight of piety. Erasmus's timing was fateful. Just as his works were spreading, Martin Luther launched the Protestant Reformation. At first, many thought Erasmus would join Luther. After all, both criticized indulgences and corruption. But Erasmus recoiled from Luther's fierceness. Where Luther thundered about predestination and broke with Rome, Erasmus urged patience, charity, and unity. Their famous debate over free will revealed the difference. Luther insisted humans are enslaved by sin. Erasmus gently defended freedom and responsibility. Caught between extremes, Erasmus angered both sides. Reformers thought him cowardly. Conservatives thought him dangerous. But his stance was consistent. Truth is best served by learning, dialogue, and moderation, not violence or fanaticism. His moral vision was one of tolerance in an age of fracture. Erasmus embodied Christian humanism, the Renaissance blending of classical learning with Christian ethics. He translated, commented, taught, and mocked, always with the goal of moral improvement. His style was urbane, witty, humane. He became a model for later reformers and thinkers who sought a faith rooted in conscience and compassion. Though he died in 1536, weary of conflict, his works lived on. His call for education of children, for simplicity of life, for peace over war, shaped Europe's conscience. Later generations saw him as a prophet of tolerance, a critic of fanaticism, and a defender of conscience against both dogma and violence. Why should we still read Erasmus? Because he reminds us that philosophy and faith are not only about great systems, but about daily life. His gentle voice calls us to humility, friendship, moderation, and learning. He teaches that laughter can expose folly, that scholarship can serve piety, that tolerance is a moral virtue. In a world still plagued by fanaticism and division, his humanist wisdom remains timely.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Philosophy for Beginners. In our next stage, we will remain in the Renaissance, but turn to a very different voice, Niccolò Machiavelli, the Florentine who shocked the world by separating politics from morality. If Erasmus urged moderation and virtue, Machiavelli will force us to confront the hard truths of power and survival. But before we leave Erasmus, remember this. Philosophy need not always roar. Sometimes it whispers. His voice tells us that moderation is a virtue, that laughter can correct folly, and that tolerance is the path of wisdom. His call for a simple philosophy of Christ still resonates. Humility, charity, and the pursuit of virtue above all. Produced by Selenius Media, music by The Artificial Laboratory.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.